Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. And this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We're going to get to Mic'd Up, which is Which One Wednesday. We're going to talk about week one for the Falcons in a moment. But I have to mention one thing about the Taylor-Travis engagement.
I knew this is where we were going.
I just have to mention
one
thing.
Throw it out there. Let's see what you got.
I think the one person that is the happiest about the photos that they took on engagement day is Donna Kelce. Because Travis cut his hair.
Is that what it was?
I mean.
Is that what she was so excited about?
Well, I feel like every mother, it's when you go off to college, you have this freedom. And your son no longer has to cut his hair. And you always have to stay on top of them about it. And Travis had been rocking that 90s boy band do for a moment.
I'm glad you brought this up because I was actually going to talk about this a little bit in Wake Up Call. But my wife texted me earlier and was like, hey, we need to get a family photo this weekend. We haven't had one since like Easter. And, it's, you know, we need to get all four of us. The kids are growing so fast. And I'm like, I don't know if there's a thing that men hate more that their wives make them do than have photos taken. And it's not going to be professional this weekend, but oh my gosh, dude, my wife at least once a year is like, hey, we need to get the kids dressed. We need to get our, you know, you need to wear a nice button down and we need to have a family photo taken. And it drives me insane.
Yeah. I've done it like 3 or 4 times since she was born. Oh, it's Easter. Can you wear a different shirt for these pictures?
Just like,
or she has this whole thing.
My wife's probably listening right now. She's probably rolling her eyes. But there is nothing that she asked me to do that I hate more than being like, all right, photo time.
Well, like, it's not just like, that's one thing, but it's everywhere we go. We have to, can we get a picture? Can you take it again?
Dude,
I don't like it.
Dude.
Can we, here.
You're not like that, Allie.
Yeah, they are. They're all like that.
Well,
she throws her. She doesn't like the way her hair is sitting on her shoulder.
I mean, Grant knows which side I'm going to stand on whenever we take a photo.
Yeah, same.
And then
you
do this thing where you kind of comb your fingers through your hair.
Gotta
and you
fix
put the hair.
Hair
to one side of the shoulder, and then you stand at a certain angle, and your legs do a certain thing.
Yeah.
You know, the knee bend on one side or whatever your pose is. It's like, dude, come on, man.
When you're like Grant, like what the position Grant's in, like me, because I know I just go to that side. I automatically, and I'll even tell him you're on the wrong side. Does Grant ever tell you on the wrong? Like,
yeah, he does. He'll point it out. Like, because I try not to make it a big deal. Like,
you know
if we're
why?
At a Braves game or something, and the shuffling is a little bit much, he'll be like, you're on the wrong side.
You know why? Do you know why he does it? He's not being hateful.
Wants
not
to avoid taking another picture.
You're damn right.
100%.
That's exactly why I do it. I'm like, no, we're not doing this again. Get on the right side.
You know what's awkward for me is when we're in public place and my wife will ask somebody, hey, can you take a picture of us?
Yeah.
And without a doubt, she will hate the first person who took the picture.
Yep.
And in the same room, whenever the first person's still standing there, she'll go to a different group of people and go, hey, can you take a picture of us? And like the first person is sitting there.
Yes.
And they are obviously like, God, I must have done an awful job.
And I always feel so bad for that person.
So bad. I'm like, looking at us taking another photo.
That's why whenever she does that, and Amy's very, and I know Lindsay is too. They're both very polite when they do it. I'm very sure. But I'm like, thank you. I appreciate it. Sorry about that.
I'm the same way. It's
thank
like you got to be the backup apologizer.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want you to know it's not me, it's her.
Sorry about that. It's like, dude, you know, they're crazy.
Affect that person's day.
Yes, it
at
does.
All.
Yeah, it wouldn't mind. It would hurt. I would be like, I'm not taking pictures for any more strangers. Remember when Michael Scott broke up with his girlfriend, Jan, or whatever? He's like, it's not me, it's you.
Oh man, I'm so with you on that. I'm so sorry about this. Yeah, she just wants another photo. I don't know why we need another one. Sorry about that. Thank you.
You got to get the right one. Otherwise, you walk away with regret.
I guess so.
And no regrets in life. All right, a lot of NFL
news.
Not
even one letter?
So a lot of NFL news coming out yesterday. And one thing that we didn't mention yet was that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they did activate Chris Godwin and Tristan Wirfs from the PUP list. Now, we play them week one, so what are the odds that
none.
We see them?
None.
Really? You don't think none for either one?
Well,
Tristan Wirfs is the one that Chris Godwin, no. He's going to be an October guy, but Tristan Wirfs is the one that makes me nervous.
I didn't. You got to me before I could finish. None for Chris Godwin.
Okay.
It's 0%.
Yeah.
In fact, they don't even think he'll start practicing in week two?
Yeah.
Tristan Wirfs, I don't think, will be ready week one either. I think they're just doing that because they don't believe that it'll take the full 4 weeks. And remember, it's 4 weeks, then you can activate them.
Yeah.
And then they get another 2 or 3 weeks. So I would probably say week three for maybe both of them before they're both back on the field. It would be the earliest. They just don't want to have to wait.
Yeah.
And they think they can get through. So maybe Tristan Wirfs could be ready week one. I'm not 100% sure, but none for Godwin. Godwin won't even start practicing a week two.
Yeah, I don't know what the Tristan Wirfs thing is either. I can't even remember what the procedure that he had done was. Do you remember what it was? Some kind of knee thing?
No, I don't remember
what it was. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Anyways.
How much do you think our roster will change before we face the Bucs?
I hope at least a little bit, if I'm being real. I would love to see them add an interior offensive lineman. I would love to see them add an interior defensive lineman. I don't know how that works out.
Who was the guy I sent you last night from New England?
Oh, the former first-round pick that plays as guard and center.
And the reason I sent that to you is only because I don't know much about him. I know he was a first-round pick. I know he started, I think, almost 30 games for them, maybe 22 or 29, I think.
Yeah.
But the reason I sent him to you is because he's a versatile player, can do both.
He is, and he's a good player. He's actually one of Bill Belichick's last first-round picks. But he started like 29 games for the last few years. So he is a quality player. You wouldn't be asking him to come in here and start, but you'd love to have somebody like that on the roster.
Yeah, you would, because neither one ever – is anybody sold on Javon Gwynn? I'm not. I like him. I like him, and I think he's gotten better.
I agree, but is there room to upgrade? Absolutely. As always, Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. And just a quick update, I am probably sleeping on the couch tonight because my wife just said, yes, I'm listening, you loser. Rude.
Oh, no. Lindsay, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cause drama.
Mike didn't want any of this going over the air. Then we outed him. Mike.
Don't apologize for Mike's missteps. Yeah. Hey, no one put a gun to his head and don't do this or that. He did it on his
Unfortunate,
own.
Unfortunate, man.
That mouse getting you in trouble.
I'm
tough
not
guy.
Sorry. I'm Lindsay, not sorry.
Lindsay, I'm on your side.
I'm wearing it. Let's play some Which One Wednesday.
All right, Which One Wednesday. Mike and Bo will debate these questions. All right. And I promise this is the last time I'm going to bring these two up. Last time.
Yeah.
Which one will happen first? Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift will get married, or Dylan will fix his car?
Wow.
Well, probably Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, because something tells me they'll do this pretty quickly.
You think
Yeah, because celebrity relationships don't have a long shelf life anyways, and if you're dead set on getting married, you normally just go ahead and do it as quick as you can. And they've been dating for almost 2 years as it is now.
Well, that's why I don't think the wedding's going to happen soon. They did take their time in their courtship.
Now they're ready. How old is she?
She's 35.
If they ever want kids, I mean, they might want to, start getting rolling on that.
The normal weight on a wedding, I think, has a lot to do with the cost. So they could wham, bam, get it done tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. But I don't know. I just feel like this is going to be some kind of majestic royal wedding.
No.
I feel like they're going to want to take their time putting this thing together.
How many people are contacting their agents today, like, get me into that wedding? Get me
First
into that
off,
wedding.
Taylor Swift is... shown that she is relationships mean a lot to her in her life, because she writes an album every time one goes south.
So no more breakup songs.
You know that she's been like thinking about this day for a very long time. She's already got it's 2 weeks in. She's probably got the whole thing already planned. I mean, she's like a billionaire, dude.
Yeah,
it's not hard to get married when you're a billionaire.
Which one would be tougher to face? Jesse Bates in coverage or James Pierce Jr. coming off the line?
James Pierce Jr. coming off the line. That dude's speed, and he's got physicality. He's 6'5", 250 with his legs are freaking gargantuan. Jesse Bates, at least, he's closer to my size.
I would say my question would be James Pierce coming off the edge, or a quarterback trying to read Jesse Bates playing center field. Like, that would be trying to read the safety rotation pre-snap on Jesse Bates. But I'm with you. James Pierce is the answer there. Jesse's very good at playing safety. I don't know that I'm utilizing him much in one-on-one coverage against a tight end or anything like that.
Well, honestly, the answer should be different for you, because you've done it. Like, you've played it. So I don't think you want to go
terrifying.
go try to run around.
Like, no, thank you.
Which Falcons player would you rather have as your Uber driver? Kirk Cousins or Bijan Robinson? Now think about the music that they're both going to be playing.
Yeah, that's true.
Kirk's going with Celine Dion. We know that.
But you also have to think about the conversation.
This is true.
That you're having. I don't know. Did you guys see the Falcons put out a cut of them asking the best female athletes of all time? And Kirk Cousins was like, his answer was like eight names long, and he's busting out.
He said Babe Diedrichsen. He went through like Jackie Joyner-Kersee. Everybody else was like
Cheryl Miller.
Yeah.
Everybody else was like Serena.
I just think that at this point in my life, my conversations with Kirk would probably go further than Bijan. It would be cooler to have Bijan, but our conversation in the car. Kirk, you know, look, I think we'd probably be more on the same page at this point in our lives.
I've been around Bijan more than Kirk, to be straight up honest. I don't think you can go wrong with either, actually. I think it's kind of one of those where there's no wrong answer because I think they're both going to be great Uber drivers. I know Bijan a little bit better, and I've interacted with him, and I know that some of the conversations are fun. But, yeah, I think you could go deeper. Mike could definitely go deeper with Kirk, and I probably could a little bit, too, at the end of the day because of – just our age. The age gap does come into play at some point.
I noticed your kids do homeschool with your wife. How does that work out for you, man? Is that cool for you?
So is it any great clips or just like specific one?
Do you have a specific
Do you have one in every town you've lived in? Or, you know, do you ask for the same person? Did they ever get it wrong?
Exactly.
All right. Which one would you rather accidentally do? Butt dial our SVP and market manager, Rick Caffey, during a day out with the boys.
Oh, my God.
And he gets to hear you at your finest. Or accidentally like a new coworker's vacation photos from 2014 while scrolling their Instagram.
Did this happen?
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I was like,
no,
whoa,
this is just my mind.
Did somebody around here like your vacation photos from 10 no. years ago? That's weird.
Well, I think most of the time, the Instagram one is going to be easier to explain. Be like, yeah, man, I saw your page. I thought that was a really cool picture. It looked like a lot of fun.
You're talking like it's a dude. I'm assuming the vacation photo is probably in like a bathing suit from 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Like if it's a new coworker, all of a sudden, like if it's a bathing suit picture from 10 years ago, that's a little harder to explain.
Well, I just went with dude because, you know, we have Allie and we have Sandra up here.
Yeah.
And we're basically dudes.
And we have Noel. So there's only three women that we have up here.
Okay.
So I was going with that, like, based on my experience. But it, because, you know, like, all people have their own conversations, like, inside stuff. And there's no telling what you'll be talking about and how it will sound if you don't know
terrifying.
What, you know, and most likely be on the golf course and. So, yeah, I definitely don't want the conversation with Rick Craft about golf course talk.
My mom butt dialed me the other day, and she was singing. And it was she was letting it eat, too. Like, she was obviously getting ready to go somewhere. She said, I was like, whoa. I was like, wholesome. It's going down there.
That is so sweet. I love that so much. All right, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. How about some butt dial stories?
Yeah, or... Or how much you hate family photos.
404-726-0929. And were you surprised by any of the roster cuts made yesterday? Go ahead and call Dylan right now, 404-726-0929, or on Twitter at 929MorningShift. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.